Good morning, everybody. I am Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris. Governor Gianforte is traveling today, so I will be presiding over the meeting. And I would like to note that Attorney General Knudsen is appearing online. I would like to call this April Land Board meeting to order. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Colleagues, please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner. I believe we've all had an opportunity to review the April agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 The motion passes unanimously. Next, let's turn to the minutes from the March meeting, which we've all had an opportunity to review. Do I hear a motion to approve the March minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 It passes unanimously. Director Castor, would you please begin with the first action item?
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. The first action item is 0426-1, A, B, C, and D, timber sales. If there are no objections, Lieutenant Governor, we will take them together.
Seeing no objections, please proceed.
0426-1A, the Johnson Straw Timber Sale, is located approximately 9.5 miles southeast of Libby. The sale includes five harvest units of tractor, skyline, and combination logging. The estimated harvest volume is 16,346 tons, equating to 2.6 million board feet of saw logs. The minimum bid is $14.74 per ton, which generated approximately $228,942 for the Common Schools Trust and approximately $66,166 in forest improvement fees. 0426-1B, the Lion Point Timber Sale, is located approximately 30 miles west of Missoula. The sale includes 13 harvest units of tractor and cable logging. The estimated harvest volume is 23,586 tons, or 3.6 million board feet of saw logs. The minimum bid is $4 per ton for non-ponderosa pine species and $1 per ton for ponderosa pine, which would generate approximately $85,179 for the Common Schools Trust, getting about 45% of that sale, and Capitol Buildings receiving 55% of that sale, and approximately $78,777 in forest improvement fees. 0426-1C, the Pink Barnacle Timber Sale, is located approximately 5 miles southwest of Eureka. The sale includes 16 harvest units of tractor logging. The estimated harvest volume is 20,470 tons, or 3.2 million board feet of saw logs. The minimum bid is $16.16 per ton, which generates approximately $338,795 for the Common Schools Trust and approximately $83,722 in forest improvement fees. 0426-1D, the Sunset Potomac Timber Sale, is located approximately 3.5 miles south of Greeno. The sale includes five harvest units of ground-based logging. The estimated harvest volume is 12,126 tons or 2.2 million board feet of saw logs. The minimum bid is $8 per ton for non-ponderosa pine saw logs and $2 per ton for ponderosa pine saw logs, which would generate approximately $94,005 for the Capitol Buildings Trust and approximately $47,350 in forest improvement fees. Members of the board, the DNRC requests approval of items 0426-1, A, B, C, and D as described in the agenda.
Thank you, Director. I think that's one of the more original names, the Pink Barnacle Sale. Is there any public comment on these items? Any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I move agenda item 0426-1, A, B, C, and D.
Thank you, Secretary. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion among the board members? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. The next action item, Director.
The next action item is 0426-2, Cabin and Home Sites Preliminary Approval for Sale. DNRC is requesting preliminary approval of 10 cabin and home sites nominated for sale in Flathead, Missoula, and Sanders counties. These sales were nominated by the lessees and DNRC in conjunction with the 2026-2027 Cabin and Home Site Sales Program. The DNRC requests approval of item 0426-2 as described in the agenda.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on the proposed cabin and home site sales? Any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I move agenda item 0426-2.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion amongst the board? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Please proceed with the next action item, Director.
The next action item is 0426-3, easements. The easements before you today are detailed in your packet, and the affected counties are Blaine, Cascade, Dawson, Fergus, Lincoln, Macon, Prairie, and Wheatland counties. The total easement package value is $42,281 and will benefit the Common Schools Trust. This month's easements are for non-motorized trail, private access road, and fiber optic cable. The DNRC requests approval of item 0426-3 as described in the agenda.
Thank you. Is there any public comment on 0426-3 regarding the easements? Any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I move agenda item 0426-3.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion amongst the board? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion carries unanimously. The next action on my item, Director.
The next action item is 0426-4, Reciprocal Access Agreement. The Reciprocal Access Agreement before you today is detailed in your packet, and the affected county is Rosebud. The total Reciprocal Access Agreement value is $1,379 and will benefit the Common Schools Trust. This Reciprocal Access Agreement is for private access road for resource management purposes. The DNRC requests approval of item 0426-4 as described in the agenda.
Thank you, Director. Is there any public comment on the Reciprocal Access Agreement? Any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I move agenda item 0426-4.
Thank you, Secretary. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion amongst the board? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Attorney General Knutson, I didn't hear your vote.
Aye. Yeah. Couldn't get the mute off. Aye.
Thank you. The motion carries unanimously. I would now like the director to turn to the next item, which is a result of a motion made by the Attorney General at the February meeting that the department develop and propose a policy for consideration at the April meeting that favors issuing grazing leases on state trust lands to production livestock. Director, would you proceed?
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. The next action item is 0426-5, request for approval to initiate scoping. The DNRC requests land board approval to initiate public scoping regarding a new land board policy to guide the issuance of grazing leases and licenses to production livestock operations while also factoring the fiduciary obligations of the land board and DNRC. If approved, the DNRC will conduct public scoping for 30 days, collect public comments, make any applicable revisions, and then upon completion of scoping and final draft, return to the land board with a final proposal for adoption. The DNRC requests approval of item 0426-5 as described in the agenda.
Thank you, Director. Is there any public comment? And I would just remind you to please tell the board who you are and who you are representing if it's someone other than yourself.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Rayleigh Honeycutt, H-O-N-E-Y-C-U-T-T, with the Montana Stock Growers Association. We're just rising in support of this proposed moving forward of rulemaking. It's something that we think will help provide clarity, and as an organization that represents many ranchers who graze on state public lands, there's always an improvement opportunity to clarify and do better, and so we encourage you to support this and look forward to the public process as we move through this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Honeycutt. Any other public comment? Please step up.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. My name is Becky Williams from Lewistown on behalf of American Prairie. And for the record, my name is spelled B-E-C-K-I-E. Last name Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I just have two comments on this particular item. I noticed that the impacts that the proposed policy would have on revenue are unknown by the agency. I would ask that before moving forward with scoping and moving towards public comment, that the board and the agency first determine the revenue impact, including any chilling effect that this new policy could have on competitive bidding, and disclose the method used by the agency to determine these factors. Without this information, it would be difficult or near impossible for the public to provide meaningful comment on that aspect of the policy. And then just second, as to the policy itself, the agenda was published last week. I checked again this morning. It does not seem to be unchanged from last week's draft. And since we're just seeing the draft policy for the first time fairly recently, American Prairie does look forward to having the opportunity to provide further comments during the public participation phase. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Williams. Is there any other public comment? Any other public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I move agenda item 0426-5.
Thank you, Secretary. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any discussion among the board? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. The motion carries unanimously. We will now move to the next action item, which is a result of a motion brought by Commissioner Brown at the February meeting that the department review existing legal authorities and develop a rulemaking package on lease stocking rates. Director?
Thank you. The next action item is 0426-6, request for approval to initiate rulemaking. The DNRC requests Land Board approval to initiate rulemaking to amend surface management rules by amending two rules, 3625-102 and 3625-127, and adopting one new rule pertaining to the administration and management of grazing agreements. The amendments are necessary to align with the February 16, 2026 Land Board motion directing the DNRC to develop a rulemaking package regarding grazing lease stocking rates and addresses the absence of bison from the existing provisions. If approved, a proposal notice will be filed with the Secretary of State's office. There will be a 30-day comment period and a public hearing. After notice and hearing, but prior to filing the adoption notice, the DNRC would seek final Land Board approval. The DNRC requests approval of item 0426-6 as described in the agenda.
Thank you, Director. Is there any public comment on 0426-6 regarding rulemaking? Please remember to state your name and who you represent.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This one is very brief. My name is Becky Williams from Lewistown on behalf of American Prairie. And again, my name is spelled B-E-C-K-I-E-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. And the only comment that American Prairie has on this particular item is that unlike agenda item 0426-5, this agenda item does not include details of the proposed rule, making it difficult for any members of the public to comment on them here today. But American Prairie does look forward to receiving more information and participating in the process moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Williams.
Good morning again, Rayleigh Honeycutt, H-O-N-E-Y-C-U-T-T with the Montana Stock Growers Association. We just want to express our appreciation for this conversation as well as the opportunity to comment as the process for rulemaking moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Honeycutt. Any other public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I move the approval of item number 0426-6, directing the DNRC to initiate rulemaking to amend the rules associated with the surface management of state trust lands.
Thank you, Commissioner Brown. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you. Is there any discussion among the board? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. The last item on our agenda is the quarterly litigation update. The information will be provided by Brian Bramlett, Chief Legal Counsel with the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. Mr. Bramlett. And I just want to say as a reminder, the Land Board is not an adjudicatory body, and we will not entertain public comments that contain legal arguments, disputes of the facts of the case, or other material matters.
Go ahead. Good morning, members of the board. My name is Brian Bramblett, B-R-A-M-B-L-E-T-T, Chief Legal Counsel for DNRC. So all the cases reported in the litigation report are in active litigation, so I'm not going to comment beyond the details contained in the report in a public meeting. What I will note is that there are three new general litigation cases that were reported. Those include the American Prairie v. DNRC and Land Board, DNRC Land Board v. Welch, and then the Montana v. Talon and Northwestern cases. The summary provided should give you enough guidance that if you have questions, you can ask me those offline or go into executive session to discuss. There's also a report on the water court litigation cases. There are three new water court litigation cases since the last update. Two of those involve ownership objections that predate the board's motion that requires pre-approval. And then there's an update on 28 cases that we've updated you on previously. Of note, five of those have settled and been closed since the last meeting. So we are making progress on clearing up the water right objection and adjudication process on behalf of the Land Board. Unless you have any questions, I'll stop there.
Thank you. I do intend to call an executive session to ask some more questions of council, but before we go into executive session, I would like to take any public comment on this agenda item. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we will be excused for an executive session. Thank you for your patience. We will now recommence the board meeting, and I note that the Attorney General is attending online. Having come out of the meeting, are there any motions?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner.
All right, I'm going to make a motion, Madam Chair. Bear with me as I try to craft this motion on the fly. All right, this motion relates to legal case State of Montana versus Talon Northwest Energy, cause number CV-00035-DLC, United States District Court. This motion relates to authorization to participate in settlement discussions. So I move that the board authorize the Attorney General's office and his designees to participate in the court-approved mediation conference scheduled in this matter with full settlement authority on behalf of the State Board of Land Commissioners to negotiate the amount and terms of any past due rentals owed as well as authority to negotiate and settle the rental rates and any future lease terms with the parties. And should settlement in this matter be successful, to come back to the board to request approval of the same at a future meeting upon due notice to the public for review and comment. How do you like that motion?
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion by the members of the board? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that was unanimously approved. Well, thank you, board members. I think I would entertain a motion to adjourn at this time.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.